Historic preservationists are often passionate in their zeal to keep the wrecking ball from beloved buildings. One man even died in the process. Richard Nickel spent years with his camera documenting and arguing against the demolition of buildings in Chicago. 35 years ago, Nickel died trying to preserve in pictures a building by architect Louis Sullivan. A new book of his black-and-white photographs has just been published. From Chicago, Edward Lifson tells us about Nickel's life.
In the 1960s and early 70s, architecture photographer Richard Nickel watched the demolition of so many buildings by Louis Sullivan and other master turn-of-the-century architects that he wrote, "I look forward to the day when I never have to enter a wet, charred, smoky building again." A few of Louis Sullivan's buildings still stand here, such as the State Street Department Store, with its windows framed by swirling metal ornament, celebrating the growth of seeds and leaves and trees, and the Celestial Auditorium Theater still presents music and dance. But after World War II, such buildings fell like leaves in autumn to make space for a new way of life. And that's when the young photographer Richard Nickel started trying to preserve on film what he felt society was losing. The new book of Black and Whites was co-edited by Michael Williams and Richard Cahan, who says the chronology of the book tells a story.
It's like watching a train as a long train goes by you and you see the cars and you get the rhythm of the train, you stop looking, and then when the caboose comes by, all of a sudden you take a close look because that's the last moment you'll see the train. And part of the beauty of his pictures is that these buildings are about to go under. You'll never see them again.
While in Chicago, photographer Joel Myrowitz picked up a copy.
I'm astonished and pleased. This guy is a really good photographer.
Myrowitz also has photographed lost buildings and people and culture at Ground Zero in New York.
His pictures are eloquent beyond words. They show us the greed, the corporate greed that infects our cities and has made them less livable in terms of how they blot out the light and reshape our urban experience. And he didn't use any tricks, this guy. He let his heart guide him.
And his fury, says the Nickel Book's co-author, Richard Cahan.
I think he saw that something was wrong and he wanted to change it, but he knew that the forces were way too great to change it.
By day, Richard Nickel would picket in front of buildings slated for demolition. He'd write angry letters at night, and he would sneak into the buildings when the wreckers had gone home. Architect and preservationist John Vinci would often join him to photograph and salvage Louis Sullivan's unique organic ornamentation.
We never thought about it as dangerous. We had other close calls, but nothing like what happened.
On a gray April morning in 1972, Richard Nickel, 43 years old, went by himself into Louis Sullivan's stock exchange. He did not return home that night. John Vinci and other friends spent a couple of days looking for Nickel in the stock exchange rubble.
And it was raining and damp, and we were, you know, walking around saying, "Richard, Richard, no, Richard." Then we found his camera and hat, I think, and his suitcase.
Part of the building had collapsed on him. It took 4 weeks to find his body. Richard Nickel never completed the photographic catalog he had wanted to compile of all of Louis Sullivan's buildings, and they continued to be torn down. But Sullivan himself said, "Form ever follows function." That's true of cities, too. And if their goal is to look forward and foster commerce, well, then you could argue, who needs an old Louis Sullivan building? So John Vinci was asked, what is the lesson of Richard Nickel's life?
Oh, gosh. Lesson of Richard Nickel's life. I mean, be careful when you go into a building that's being torn down.
Vinci saved his friend's negatives, more than 11,000 of them, and he started the Richard Nickel Committee and Archive. It displays fragments of Louis Sullivan buildings and original photographic prints. The archive is in the basement of an old Victorian graystone on a nice north side street, one on which they're tearing down old buildings to build condos. For NPR News, I'm Edward Lifson in Chicago.
You can see examples of Richard Nickel's architectural photos, plus a self-portrait at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.